This is the Detroit Evening Report for Monday, March 21st, 2022. I'm Sasha Ryan for WDET News. The Senate Judiciary Committee began hearings today for Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, who, if confirmed, will be the first Black woman on the U.S. Supreme Court. The 51-year-old Harvard-trained attorney would also be the first former public defender to ascend to the court since Justice Thurgood Marshall. Jackson has served on the federal bench for 9 years and was appointed to the Federal Appeals Court by President Biden last year. America's first Muslim judge has died. Adam Shakur was appointed by Michigan Governor William Milliken in 1980. Shakur served as deputy mayor of Detroit under Coleman Young from 1989 to 1993. He also taught criminal justice at Wayne County Community College. Shakur died Sunday. Some state lawmakers are working to expand Michigan's anti-discrimination laws. Neither the Elliot Larson Civil Rights Act nor Michigan's ethnic intimidation law protect people against discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender identity. State Senator Adam Ollier says one reason change is needed is the growing number of violent and deadly incidents involving trans women of color. Ollier is submitting the legislation to the Senate and hopes it will be voted on this year. Governor Whitmer has vetoed Republican tax cuts she says would jeopardize funding for basic government services. GOP legislators proposed permanent cuts to the state income tax, making seniors eligible for some deductions, and restoring the child tax credit. Republicans say the governor missed an opportunity to help residents struggling with inflation. The Whitmer administration says extra money in the budget right now comes from one-time revenue and can't be counted on in the future. The governor also vetoed legislation that would have required county clerks to process concealed pistol licenses during state-declared emergencies. Republican lawmakers say constituents complained that early in the coronavirus pandemic, clerks refused or delayed issuing and renewing licenses. The Democratic governor wrote in a letter to legislators that the legislation would have mandated clerks issue licenses without regard to the gravity of an emergency and its impact on the safety of clerks. Cinema Detroit will host a screening Tuesday night of the 2020 Ukrainian documentary The Earth is Blue as an Orange. The event is a fundraiser presented in collaboration with Cinema Le Monde. Proceeds will benefit Razam for Ukraine, which is providing humanitarian relief in the war. Thanks for joining us for the Detroit Evening Report. I'm Sasha Ryan from WDET News.